Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This your boy Stevie, Hot Times, checking in.
Yeah, I'm on the east side, Alright,
yeah,
alright, let me
play
a bit.
Yes. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, I be so gas up. Turned up, I be so turned up right now. Bad bitch, super thick, that's the way I like it,
yeah.
I know all about your tricks, so don't you fucking try it. Leave me alone, let me get this bread. All I want is a crib and a super head. Becky, yeah, I'm good, don't you worry about me. I get high all the time while I'm counting money. I be leaning, whoa, we be moving. We be dreaming, you'll be losing. I know what she like, I know what she wants, I know what she wants. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bad bitty, yeah, she love the way I'm swaggin'. Everywhere I go, they be like, yeah, what happened? Looking like a check,
yeah.
I can't even flex,
no.
Give me my respect, I fucked your bitch and got that neck.
Whoa.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't.
Gotta go and cop it.
Whoa.
All up in my cockpit,
yeah.
She just want what's poppin'.
Whoa.
Ayy, that ain't nothing to a young G.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got that OG, yeah, I got it so cheap,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smoke it till it's gone,
yeah.
Hit it out the phone.
Whoa.
We get lots of strong,
yeah.
Wanna fuck me long,
ayy.
It ain't nothing to it, we can get filet mignon.
Ayy,
five star plate. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gas up, shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? This your boy Stevie High Times checking in. How y'all doing? Happy New Year, happy holidays. Everybody getting over this New Year. They getting over them hangovers. I know the school, the kids went back to school today. Parents back at work. Everything going back to normal. Well, all right then, cool. Just first, I'd like to say send a couple shout outs to the whole Rant and Blast family, the whole Zodiac family. For putting me on and giving me a chance with my show. This is Trap Radio, where trap stands for take risk and prosper, because that's basically what the trap is. You know, you got to take risk every day if you want to prosper. Got to get it. If you got to live for it, you got to get it. I got my mom on with me tonight. She's helping me co-host.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Mommy proud,
hey.
Baby boy. Family,
you know,
business.
We doing big things.
Empire in the making.
big things. Yeah, you know, today's show is New Year, New Me. That's a real cliche topic, because most people say New Year, New Me, and nothing really changes, or New Year, New Me, but they don't really live up to the goals that they've set for themselves. So, Ma Deuce, what does New Year, New Me mean to you?
Well, I think people have it twisted about what new year, new me means. Whenever you begin something new, and it's just so happens for some people, a new year signifies the opportunity for them to have a change. So at this point, I see so many people are knocking people for even using the phrase these days. Like, if you even put it out there, new year, new me, you are about to get busted. I mean, people are really going in on folks about that. But I just feel if you feel it, it's time to turn over a new leaf, go ahead, by all means, do you. That's my motto. New year, new you, do you. Forget what everybody else have to say. Go ahead. If the changing the clock will make you change your life, then do it. If that works for you, it works for you.
I understand, I know me. New year, new me. A lot, really goes for my attitude and stuff. I have a lot of stuff personally that I be wanting to work on, or that I will be working on, especially this year. But I know a lot of people say new year, new me, because a new year means change, and a lot of people don't like change, and they're not used to change. A lot of people not ready for change. They're not ready for the experiences of change or what it has to bring. But change is not always a bad thing. Change can be growth. Change can be getting out of a bad relationship. Change could be into bad relationships. Change can be a lot of things, a lot of different things, and people just need to start understanding what it means. Like, for myself, a couple goals that I have are for this new year, I want to become a better friend to all of my homies. I don't want none of my homies to be in need and I can't help them, or I'm not there for one of my homies when I can, and also become a better family member, because I have a lot of family that I don't talk to throughout the year except for the holidays. And we try to pile it all in for like 2 weeks, and it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't think that's like healthy for family and stuff like that. So we have a caller on the line. Let's see if our caller has anything to say.
Caller 9506, you're on Trap Radio.
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
How are y'all?
We're good.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say what New Year, New Me means to me.
Okay.
So I adopted this new motto, and it's really called, for me, it's called New Year, Better Me. So every year
I evaluate myself.
On what I've done, and I just want to take myself to the next level. So this year, I'm graduating with my bachelor's degree. So for me, that's a step up from what I've been doing, so it's new year, better me. Instead of changing myself, I'm changing the things that I'm doing and making me a better me.
You know what? I like that, and you know what? I think I am going to use that. We have coined a new phrase. You better go get it copyright, because I can see it on a T-shirt.
New year, better me.
Like
that's
that.
How we gonna do it.
New year,
let's get it.
Better me. I like that. It's almost like instead of new year, new you, it's like a new me, it's renew me, like renew
right.
And better myself, better
exactly.
what's already happening. See, and
exactly.
You know what? I think that phrase itself, because, you know, the power of words is deep. I just think that phrase in itself will probably have a better result than the whole new year, new me phrase.
Right.
Because what people do is they think they have to change everything about themselves.
They got to change their friends, their job, their school, everything. But it's about elevating yourself. It's not about changing yourself every time the year starts, because then you don't know who you are.
And that's why your resolutions do not – just just, I say, whatever you started the year before, change something to make that goal better. It's just like you said, new year, better me. If you wanted to lose weight last year and you didn't lose weight, but you realize what failed for you last year, then you do something different the next year to make that goal happen. See,
exactly.
Yes, new you, better you. I'm feeling that all day long. Who is this?
Bianca.
I knew it. Hey, B, how you doing?
Hi, Mommy.
I'm so glad you called in, and I know you got it back. So
you know I got to be on here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so what do you have any new goals that you are trying to obtain besides the graduation? You have any other new goals that you're trying to obtain?
Other than that, work. I'm just trying to make more. I'm trying to manage my money better. Let's say that. I don't do half bad now, but I could be doing better.
Exactly.
So, and I'm still young, so I want to, at 22, just experience life more, you know, and stop trying to take everything on and be so serious. I just want to have fun and still accomplish my goals, but life is short. There's a big world, and there's still a lot for me to see.
And you know what? And you know what I highly recommend for people is to go somewhere out of your comfort zone. You know, instead of hanging around in your own little neck of woods, if somebody say, well, that's little Chinatown over there, go over there. Go over there and see what they're doing or what the case. You know, that's the problem. That's why it's so much turmoil. People don't know each other. They don't know about each other's culture.
And they don't want to take the time to learn.
What'd you say, Stevie?
People don't understand anymore, or they're not trying to understand people anymore. We're not here for each other anymore.
And
to grow and to love. Love is really like the key to all of this. Because to love is to understand and to not judge and to,
exactly.
to deal through whatever. But people don't love just because anymore. It has to be a reason or a gimme. People hate nowadays for nothing. That's what's really crazy because hate is out there and it's real. The people are hating people. They hating for nothing. You got haters just because you wake up every day and roll to the left. You got a hater.
Yep.
Somebody mad roll to the left. And that's what's really crazy. People try to take your shine because you're doing, or it looked like you're doing better than them, which is not really true.
Exactly.
But yeah.
People love what they can benefit from, and they hate what they can't understand.
Exactly. And when people can't understand something, they just hate it. It makes them mad.
Right.
It makes them really upset. Because if you don't understand it, then you possibly can't control it. So instead of trying to understand it, they try to belittle it. Put it that way, excuse me. They try to belittle it and make fun of it. Like most kids would be like, well, that's not cool. Like, bro, since when is getting A's in school not cool?
Right.
So when we all sitting here with the freshmen, and the freshmen about to graduate with us, we all gonna be cool then. It's crazy. It's funny. It's actually funny.
But here's
and
the one thing I say. Just a little advice. You know what? It's never gonna be somebody out there. You're just not gonna gravitate to everybody. Everybody is not going to like everybody, and everybody's not going to like everything everybody does. And you know what? That's fine. That's the beauty of diversity. But the issue I have is, why do you have to get so angry and vocal about it? If you don't like something I'm doing, then that's cool. You know, it might be some things you're not doing, but I'm not finna sit here and spend 20 minutes of my life discussing why I don't like what you're doing over there in your house. That's your business.
Right.
That's because people are bored. people feel like their life is boring, and everybody else's life got something going on. That's what differs. Like, I feel that's what differs me from a lot of people. Cause me, my life is fun regardless. Is I'm just sitting in the room by myself. My life is fun. I'm gonna laugh. Okay, I'm gonna find something to laugh about. People can't laugh. Don't nobody laugh anymore. People be wondering why they ugly and why they gotta go get plastic surgery. Cause you've been frowning your whole life. Your face stuck. Now you're ugly. You just stuck ugly. You can't do nothing about that. You've been frowning your whole life. Now you wondering why your lips crack that way, why they crack downward. Like, bro, you ain't been happy since you. But, yeah, hopefully with the new year, though, a lot of people's goal is to not be as angry so we can really bypass a lot of this unnecessary drama, because that's all it really is unnecessary drama.
And that's my goal for 2017. It's to better, how should I say it? Just be more peaceful. Just be, you know, whatever. Despite whether I dislike something or what the case may be, just be like, it's none of my business. Stay in your lane. That, you know what? That was my goal for 2016. I'm almost there. So I'm to better myself this year. I am going to make sure I do exactly what Stevie High. I'm going to focus on family. I'm going to focus on my career. I'm going to focus on my business. And that is it.
You did. Because my whole thing about this year is, you can't even come around me if you not on your stuff. If you not handling your business, me and you really ain't got nothing to talk about. And that's just real rap raw 100. Because if you don't have nothing to talk about, I'm not going to give you something to talk about.
True.
All right, you know, I'm something to talk about. So if you don't feel the same, I can't do nothing for you.
If you're listening online, come on, chime in at 773-897-6489. Oh, I was going to say, was that somebody calling in? So what did y'all do for New Year's Eve? And just give me the PG.
Oh, okay.
Because I am mama.
I got for New Year's Eve. I got.
Oh, did you?
Me and my girl drank a whole bottle of Crown by ourselves.
Was it the plain Crown or did y'all get the?
Crown Vanilla. Ooh, they got the vanilla.
You know what? Your aunt was telling me about Crown Vanilla, and she was telling me it was banging.
It is. It's dangerous. That's they making baby making liquor now because it's so smooth.
Oh my god.
You get drunk on accident, you drink so much. And you gotta drink more because you feel like you don't know what you feel like, golly, I'm not drinking enough. Because it's just that smooth, even for a brown liquor. I love it.
Yeah, that's my favorite drink.
Lord. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to try it.
Hey, shit. Our call is still on the line. What did you do for New Year's?
I actually did the same thing. I got drunk and spent time with friends. And we had a really good time.
That's cool. My dude, what you do for New Year's?
You know what? I sat here and I fought with a wine bottle because the cork got stuck in the bottle. I couldn't get it out at first. And so about five or 10 minutes before midnight, I got it. So I was excited about that. So I thank God for that. And I thank God for everything good, bad, or indifferent that happened in 2016. I prayed mostly, and then I just sat here and I pretty much watched movies on Netflix. So I brought in the new year with myself.
one of the best people to bring it in with, one of the best people. Okay, so what do you think is one of the biggest New Year resolution lies?
Lose weight. Everybody said they're going to lose weight. It was one of my biggest lies. So, I mean...
Wow. I would say so, too, because there's a lot of people like that.
I mean,
I'm going to get my summer body right. What? You want to do what?
Eat healthy.
And you know the funniest part? You know what's so funny to me? People be trying to say, I'm going to get my summer body right in the winter. But don't nobody go outside in the winter. You don't see nobody running, jogging, riding a bike, other than transportation
reasons. That's what you need a gym membership for, so you can be indoors.
Hey. Yeah.
But
many
you know
people,
what, right
how many
now,
people,
right now the gym is packed, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till about February, mid-February or early March.
Oh, yeah, because now they realize that, hey, They don't realize that, hey, it ain't going to get cold this year, y'all, so we don't really got no chill time. We only got 2 more months till it's March, and we ain't got off our ass yet.
Well, they did say
that's what they doing.
Snow this weekend, though.
I believe it when I see it.
That is the statement everybody is using.
Because push comes to shove, I will be at work. I'm playing with none of
yeah,
these folks.
Yeah, it's for the start of Friday. That's what they say.
Ooh,
it's for the start of Friday. Oh, Lord. So? We're going to go ahead and take a little break and play some music. We're going to play Bad and Bougie by Migos, and we'll be back in
Hello?
A little while. Make sure you dial. Yes, we're still here. I was going to go ahead and play some music.
Oh, go ahead, Jared. I'm out one time. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm still at work, if y'all hear my background.
That's why I was like, let me go ahead and play a little music. Okay, and we'll be right back.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops,
drop top,
smoking, no cooking the hot box,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot, we came from nothing to something, nigga,
hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang,
cry me a river, give you a tissue, bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi,
bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless,
savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too,
Ka.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi,
dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless,
hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too,
Ka. All set.
Woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog.
Woo.
I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most.
Most.
Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Bah.
Holding up out with no holster.
Bah.
Rid the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the oozy. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No
smash
tag. Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath bag. Raindrop.
Trip.
Drop top.
Drop top.
Smoking on cooking the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get janked. Cry me a river, give you a
tissue.
Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Clah.
Pour, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cut,
drink.
Introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, buddy, now that nigga dutty. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco bad and bougie.
Draco.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded.
Private.
Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up.
Damn.
These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
I used to trap by the subway.
Trap.
Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get the dope, Macy. Gray. Raindrop.
Trip.
Drop top.
Drop top.
Smoking on cooking the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
janked.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Close.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
So
Yeah. I push you back to the bone.
Hey,
wait. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey, what? Yeah,
hey. Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Wait,
keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh, ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas
they hate.
Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah, waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy you so fat like my collar, you snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci.
What?
And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop.
Drop
top. Drop top. Smoking on cooking the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot,
yeah.
Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
janked.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Yeah.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Alright, my bitch bad and bougie. No. The subject is, the topic for the night is New Year, New Me, man.
Man,
it's a whole lot of lies. We just pointed out one lie people told, and that's that I'm going to lose weight. Another lie people are always telling is, I'm going to go ahead and stop smoking and drinking. I lied and told at least 3 to 4 times, 4 years in a row. I'm going to stop. And then before the night over with, I'm back. I'll try again next year. Especially these days when it comes to that smoking thing, it's bad with me because they keep making it legal everywhere, slowly by slowly. And I just don't want it. I don't want to say I'm going to stop and then to get legal in Georgia. I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to be
highly pissed off. here's the deal. It depends on what type of smoking you're talking about stopping. If you're saying cigarettes, that tobacco stuff, yes, do. That's unhealthy for you. That's not good for the lungs. It's not good for anything. But the other smoking, I'm not against that. I'm not against it at all. And drinking, I'm not going to even try. Jesus drunk wine, so we're good.
Straight up, he turned the water into wine, so we good.
We good. The thing about wine and things like that is don't overindulge. The sin is not in the liquor, it's in how you consume the liquor. Gluttony is the sin. So everything in moderation. If you do everything, see, that's how the French live. That's why they able to eat such all that rich food and drink all those wines and liquors and still be sexy and all that. It's because they eat like 12 times a day, little portions of food, and they walk everywhere. So my thing is, it's all about moderation. You don't have to give up something. You just have to give up how you eat it, how you have to have relationships with these things. So you will appreciate it more. So that's why I don't fool myself. I love food. I love wine. And I love the earth. So I'm not giving it up. I might do less of it, but I'm not giving it up.
See, I'm telling myself I'm giving it up for all type of stuff, for jobs and everything. But you can't get me. Nope. Find me a job where I'm good. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
But
you not be out here risking y'all jobs for a 3-minute high, bro.
So true. But then you'll stop other people from making money, though. Because what about the people out there who sells the things to help people to keep their jobs? That's lucrative. Everybody has a part to play in this thing.
Everybody has a part. You're right. And everybody should play that part. Everybody has to play that part.
Well, see, that's just me. That's where I am now. I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. If it's legal, partly legal, but if you're not hurting someone in the process and you're providing a service that helps you and can possibly help the community, I say by all means do it. Learn something with it. But don't just make money to pop bottles. Make money to help your family, help your community, help someone else come up. You know, that's the problem I see with a lot of people who make this quick money. You make quick money, but you spend it just as fast as you get it. So, Bianca, what's a habit you said you were going to give up and you're not going to do it, and you haven't done it?
Well, I was a really bad soda drinker. I was horrible. But at the end of last year, I didn't completely stop. But I might have one soda a week. But now it's like, okay, I drink more water. Or like I drink the carbonated water, so it makes me feel like I'm drinking soda, but I'm not.
You know what you ought to get? You ought to get one of those machines where you can make your own soda at home.
You know what? That's going to go on my next Christmas list.
I'm telling you that you ought to get that. That way you can still, it'll be healthier for you. You won't have all the extra stuff in it. Because soda, especially dark sodas, are real bad.
Yes.
I mean,
oh my gosh, cherry coke.
And you know what? I love a real nice ice cold Coke. Man, oh my God.
It's so crispy.
Ooh, something
and good. Like,
oh my God, yes. It's like when you pop the top and drink it, you automatically do a Coke.
Yeah, it's something about Coca-Cola.
Man, yes. And see, but the thing about that is you can use a Coca-Cola to clear off a battery. So it can't be that good
right.
for your insides. It just cannot be.
Exactly.
Well, I've actually given up soda, so I'm pretty happy about this. Now, I'll drink one every now and then, but it's not
yeah.
really like a Coke or anything. I'll drink like a flavored soda, which probably is even worse, but I'll drink maybe like now my favorite is a Fanta Peach or
oh
a Fanta
yes.
Grape. Or a Crush. Either Crush or Fanta Peach or Grape.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. See, now you got me thinking about one right now. But see, I like water. Oh, let me tell
yeah.
you what I have to drink more water is to get like those water pitchers or a filter for your refrigerator. If you
mm-hmm.
get one of those and put the tap water in there, it's something about that filtered water that
really?
You can drink it all. Yes. And throw a little lemon juice in there.
Yeah, that's how I drink my water
day.
Now.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
you'll drink it all day. And that's good for you, actually. That's real good for you.
It is. I have everybody at work drinking lemon water.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. It helps me out a lot. Have you ever told yourself you're going to...
You
like lemon water?
Inside. Yeah, I like lemon water. Lemon tea? I'm good. Waiting on that lemon palm sign. No, give me a good
oh
lemon.
Oh, my God.
Lemon Crown Royal one
say,
time. No, I can feel it.
I don't know about lemon and Crown Royal. Ew.
That would be good. Y'all tripping.
That sounds like it'll make your stomach hurt.
It just doesn't sound right. It sounds evil. No.
What doesn't sound right is they have a rye flavored Crown Royal.
Oh,
rye?
Yeah, they do.
That has to be the most disgusting thing I ever heard.
Like
it
the same rye
be.
They use to make bread?
Yes.
Yes!
Ew, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes! I didn't even know that was a flavor. That's disgusting.
Well, you know what? Well, that's that country stuff, though. They like that in the country. You know?
Hey, that ain't that country. I've seen it in the city, too.
No. What I'm saying is country, but you know how the millennials are now these days. Everything is so rad. I got you should try this. Really, it's something
it's so
new.
Much better for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you eat healthy, guys.
So yeah, no. But you know what?
Drinking like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Well, it's not convincing to them. They convince each other.
Hey, look, I gotta find a way to expand my audience, y'all. Maybe I gotta start talking like that, guys. So.
No, actually, no, you don't. You know what? It's these guys from New York that I follow, and they got like a radio station up there in New York, and so they do stuff like ciphers and stuff up there, right? Oh,
mm-hmm.
They had this white boy on there. When I say, oh my God! So trust me, no, you just need to find out where they are. They're like the ones that like to be in the skate parks and stuff like that. That's probably where you need to go.
Hey,
pass out flyers.
Yeah, I need
tell
to
tell
them to get some skateboard. New skateboard. About to get right. New year, new me.
I'm telling you.
When you start picking up about the skateboard.
Oh, Lord. Do you know how to ride a skateboard?
No, I don't know how to skateboard, but I can try. You know, you sit down on that thing going down the hill. There's a lot you can do.
Well, you know what? Since this is a new year, better you. What is it something that you definitely want to do different this year that will better you?
I want to change my approach when I talk to people.
What's wrong with your approach? Well, I guess because I'm your mother, you won't dare talk to me. I guess.
yeah, my approach to you. Well, I am very, when I have conversations, I'm very strong on what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say whatever I mean. I'm not gonna leave you guessing. if that makes any sense, I'm not gonna. Okay, if you ask me, how does it look? I'm gonna tell you how it looks. Or if you say to me, well, can you help me? I've been messing up my checks. I ain't getting no money like that. And I find out the source of you not having no money is because you be high all the time. Well, then, I'm going to tell you, because you a junkie.
So I don't see a problem. So what's the problem now? I don't understand. Are you saying you're going to do that more? Or are you going to do it less?
People feel sensitive nowadays. They real sensitive.
But see, that's the problem.
They're so sensitive to the point nowadays that it causes friction.
It does. And people shoot folks for stuff like that now.
Feel me? You just disrespected me. How do I disrespect you by telling you the truth? All right, whatever.
But it's possible to still do that. But a lot, you know, that the phrase, it's not what. Same point across to people, like you said, are sensitive and they can't handle.
Well,
you care about somebody, you have to find a way to communicate that same, but in a way they understand without them being offended.
Yeah, and that's what I gotta learn. I gotta learn to start caring about finding the way to where people understand. Because I don't care if you understand or not, as long as you got the message and I told it to you. So that way, if you decide to go against what I said, I can tell you to your face once everything blew up, hey, I told your ass that was going to happen. And I don't feel no type of way about not helping you because I already tried to help you by preventing the problem. But people don't see that
you.
Like that anymore. People don't.
And, but
they,
you know what?
They want to find to them and baby them. All right? Hell to them all. I've been getting my ass whooped since I was 2 years old. Okay. Y'all need to
tell
something
you.
Up and stop crying.
First of all,
so I need something to
first of all, if your last name flew well and you've been getting verbal assaulted since day one, so if you can't handle it now. But that's the way we are. That's why we are the way we are, is because no one has ever sugarcoated anything for any of us ever. I'm talking about, oh my God. When I used to ask my uncle questions, I used to be mad that I had to ask him a question. And my dad was the exact same way. And my uncles and my sister and hell, my daddy married someone, and they came into the family doing the exact same thing. So it was like, all we know around here is the truth, the blunt truth. So that's, I mean, I'm going to smile and give it to you, but I'm going to give you the truth. I'm not going to, see, to me, that's what the problem is these days, sugarcoating. I'm not sugarcoating nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to trump everybody. If Trump can get elected president for keeping it real, then you know what? Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Let's go. Let's run it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, man. Yep, that's crazy. Crazy.
Well, we have about 15 minutes left in the show. Go ahead.
It's almost time to rock out. 15 minutes. I'm going to give y'all one more break. And then I'm going to go ahead and we're going to finish up strong for this week, everybody. So
okay,
let's go ahead and take them to the music, my dukes.
I got you. This is Future featuring Drake, Used to This.
Bye-bye.
Mexico, working like a Mexico. New persona, we're moving off of Ferragamo. Hit the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top tie punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking up Japan, I'm not so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this. Take a booty, bitches, I got used to this. I split in my wrist out and got used to this. Chopper kind of bitches, I got all kind of plays. Selling dope all my life, I can't do minimum wage. Daddy, daddy, money, I got used to this. I give you my whole heart till it ain't nothing to give. You know how far we came if you know where we been. How many niggas you know can happen to be? Be honest to yourself, don't you never pretend. Don't never play yourself, know when it all begins. I had put my back against the wall. And what? Tell me that I don't deserve to fall. Mexicano, I'm working like a Mexicano. New persona, I'm moving on from Ferragamo. Get the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top tie punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking at Japan, I'm so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this.
Lambo come alive, man, I'm used to this. No one looks surprised, cause we used to this. I'ma make sure that we get used to this. Treat my brother's kids like they one of my kids. Never looking back on it, we did what we did. Could never find the time for the people I miss. Thought they had my back against the wall. Tell me that I don't deserve the ball. Well then tell me who deserve it. Eyes get low, but I'm still observing. I see you lurking. Never see me out in person, I'm always working. Money on your head if you make a nigga nervous. Never made a move out here unless I was certain. Tatted on me, but the shit is deeper than the surface. I'm with everyone that I was here with in the first place. Making sure that they all good before they close the curtain.
Mexicano, I'm working like a Mexicano. New persona, I'm moving off of Ferragamo. Get the llama, I party with the real Madonna. Beat the odds, do numbers, and remain humble. Top tie punches, I'm so used to this. Fucking at Japan, I'm not so used to this. I know where I'm from, but I got used to this. Mansion in the hills, I got used to this.
Drake right there, used to this, you feel me? Good music, good music. Alright, now for this last 15 minutes, I'm gonna switch it up and we're gonna have real talk. So if you're listening, you can go ahead and chime in and let me know any real talk, any situations that happen that you want to just put it on blast. You can put anybody on blast, your mama, your daddy, your teacher, your coworkers, your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend. Something you seen on the internet, whatever. It don't even matter. But for the last 15 is just real talk segment. And one real talk my mom came up with, it was actually really good. It was, how come black people always pick the dumbest shit to make kids go viral off of? Like, why do they be made having their kids out here cussing and all this extra shit? They'd be mad when they 16, 17, and you can't stop them from doing nothing.
Exactly.
Like, bruh, you been your kids' friend their whole life, and now you want to be their parent? That's why.
I mean, some of the stuff I see, because it's like today. Today, it was a couple of videos today. One video was of this little boy playing drums. Now, that's on point. He was like 1 or 2 years old, and he was playing drums, and he was good at it. Cute little boy. And then it was a little girl. She was giving this little speech. And then there was another little boy. He was playing Michael Jackson on the keyboard. I mean, if you're going to put your kid on blast, even if they do some little silly stuff, that's fine. But showing your kid Drop It Like It's Hot or out here twerking, and I'm talking about kids out here cussing, acting like they carrying guns. How is that cute?
I couldn't have my daughter. I wish I would catch my child twerking. And you posted it on Facebook, Twitter, social media, period? Oh, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going straight to 10. I'm not talking to you. I'm cussing you out the whole time. You don't have to worry about it. Another real talk thing is, if you're an internet gangster, just stay on the internet. Because if you flip, you'll end up like Soulja Boy. Big Soulja. You dig? If y'all like it, somebody's going to pull your car. Somebody's going to pull your car. All of that screaming and, oh, if I see you and bruh, we know all of y'all live in the same area. Like, before you started this whole beef or whatever, you was just showing everybody, bruh. Y'all all live on the same street. Stop screaming. When I see you, nigga, I'm going to do something. Bruh, what you mean? You see the nigga fucking you know, bruh? All right, bruh, come on with the game. Don't be out here trying to play hard, and that's not you, bruh. That's just not you. If you get it from a Soulja Boy stance because your name will make some money, then cool. Then do it. By all means, there's no such thing as bad publicity. But if you get out here internet thugging, because you see all the rest of these niggas internet thugging, and you think it's cool and okay, it's not going to happen like that. It's not going down.
First of all, I love Mr. Chris Brown. I pray for Chris Brown daily, but I love him. But the thing about it is, the boy is savage. Why would Chris Brown be the one you go against? I mean, you could have picked anybody else. But you picked Chris Brown.
Thank you.
Really? Really?
He beat up the number two top-selling female artist. All right? The number two in her prime. He beat my ass. What you think? Did he give a fuck about you? Soulja Boy? He did that, and Chris Brown is the only person I know. He the only man I know. He beat up Rihanna. He went to BET. Everybody was mad at him. He went on BET and cried. Everybody loved him again. Chris can't do no wrong after he cried, all right? When
he
grown that day, he just cried and ripped his shirt while singing Michael Jackson. Hey. The man
is off.
Okay. He is
sick. It's over.
He's done. It's certain things you just can't do. You just can't touch him. Okay? You just can't. You can't say nothing about Beyonce because the Beehive will go crazy. Can't say nothing about crazy. It's just like that.
Same
people in the game who fans are really deadly. Like, really, really deadly. Like, it's people out here who will swing for Chris Brown. Like, stop playing.
But the thing about it is, somebody was talking about it the other day, that got that comedian, who's Ryan Davis. He was saying Chris really fights. Like, that. Chris, the reason why Chris is so savage because he backs up everything he says. You like, people know this. People know he backs it up. So why would you even do it? They said that, what's the name, L, racist, Meek Mill's L. Do you believe that?
Who, Soulja? Yeah.
Yeah, they said Soulja
took a major. Soulja Boy took an L in this whole situation when he went at Shia LaBeouf, talking about some Shia LaBeouf, you can't come to Atlanta anymore. First off, Soulja Boy, who the fuck made you captain of Atlanta? Huh? Nigga, you still got a check before you pull in here. You can't just be telling people they can't come. We have group meetings before we allow Soulja Boy into Atlanta. So how you gonna tell Shia LaBeouf, Mr. Transformers, that nigga popped it off with Bumblebee? Do you really think we not let him in Atlanta, bro? Like, he is more straight than you.
Yeah, he got
even
a permanent.
You can't mess with Lil' Even Stevens, bro. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. He got a permanent spot. He got a permanent spot at the picnic table at the barbecue. You can't mess with Shiloh. You can't do it.
You went, and then you went at Quavo. You the only dude I know who can say, yo, forget Quavo, fuck Quavo. But I'm still cool with Offset and Takeo. No, you're not. There's no way. There's no way possible. You can't tell me. You can't fuck my homeboy, you gonna fight my partner, and then in the same sentence say, yo, B, we still cool. No, we not. Because when you said fuck him, you said fuck me too.
Lord
we
have mercy.
Cool. We not homies just because you take it. Then you had Sean Kingston to back you up. This is a nigga who said that beautiful women, he would commit suicide over beautiful women. No.
Who said that?
No. Huh?
Who said that?
You don't remember? Are these beautiful niggas? They got me suicidal. Why you headass? How you gonna get him to back up on some gangster shit? Really? And the last thing we heard about Sean Kingston, the nigga damn near had a heart attack. He better stop playing. He's a bigger L than Soulja Boy, bro. I mean, the Meek Mill. Soulja?
But Sean Kingston is backed up by Chris, though. That's his homeboy. So, yeah, he should have thought twice about it, even saying a word.
To what Chris Brown mama done posted the damn screenshots. Like, yo, I'm out, bitch. This nigga staying with me. So, Soulja Boy, you ain't even got your own house? You live with Sean Kingston and his mom? Hell to the nah. You going out all bad. Bad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 8:57. It has been fun today. I'm sorry I had to do this while I was at work this week. Next week, we coming to you from the crib. We coming live. I'm coming better. I'm coming more direct. Check me out next week as we talk about men versus women in relationships.
Uh-oh.
Please
Uh-oh.
Come check me out. Thank my mother. Mom, I would just like to thank you.
You welcome.
For helping me out tonight, making sure we ran smoothly. I would like to thank everybody who listened. Thank you to my beautiful guest. Thank you. And this is
thank you, B.
Thank you.
This is Stevie Hot Times, and I'm checking out.
Have
Catch
a good evening.
I ain't going back to jail. Next time the county or the state see me, it's going to be in the bag. Bag.
This is it, baby. End of the road. When you a dog, you a dog for life. You don't hear me though. You don't hear me though. You don't hear me though. Come on, come on.
Watch them young guns that take none. Nobody safe from the Friday the 13th. Ghetto Jason, itchy trigger finger aching. Snatch your ass out that S-class for faking. 44 blasts, it's a bloodbath. Take your first step down a thug path. Ain't no love here, just flux here. Kids know the half, you get plucked here. Fast is impossible, for the weak to last. Now behold the unstoppable. Third eye watching you, watching me. Throwing rocks from the penalty box. Cop a plea, young G. We was born to die, don't cry for me. Just keep the heat closely and ride for me. Cause we family for better or worse. You and I from the dirt, you snatch purse. So hard it hurt to be here. And each year, I'm pouring out more beer for deceased peers. Holding fort, police line do not cross. They found his corpse in the loft with the head cut off and butt naked. Homicide the crime method. Add another killer verse to the murder record. The grand finale.
Who wants
that?
Dogs for life.
Come on!
We
it's